بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعن الدائم الأبدي على أعدائهم أجمعين من اليوم إلى يوم الدين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we will continue the first lesson with Sinaj al-Salihin for Sayyid al-Sistani, and we still with issue number 2 in taqleed. Again, taqleed, imitation. Generally, it means that you have to act according to the jurist or marja' fatwa, verdict, that all your actions, all your deeds should be according what the marja' has made his verdict, fatwa. So you can't, brothers and sisters, you can't go out of these verdicts, out of these fatwa. The reason why, the reason is because the fatwa or verdict of marji', jurist, it comes from Holy Quran or the Prophet's Sunnah or the Imam's words. So all these verdicts or fatwa should be obeyed by us. We shouldn't go behind them. We mentioned that with the previous lessons. Today we will continue that the conditions of the marji', the conditions of jurist. We finished that the jurist or mujtahid should be male. This is the first. Should be Shia Ithna Ashari. This is second condition. The third condition, he should be adult. The fourth condition, he should be sane. The fifth condition of the legitimate birth, not Ibn Zina. And the sixth condition is living. Seventh condition is just, al-adala in Arabic. So a person is said to be just when he performs all those acts which are obligatory upon him. Brothers and sisters, obligatory, it means that all the verdicts, all the fatwa should be what? Should be obligatory, not optional. Yes, not optional. Optional, it means that if you like to do it or not to do it or leave it. But obligatory, it means that you have to do it. You must do it. Why? Because, as I explained previously, because these fatwas came from the original sources of Sharia Muqaddasa, either from Holy Quran or from Prophet himself or from Imam, one of the Imam's Ma'sums. So these verdicts, these fatwas, it is or are what are obligatory upon him, and refrains from all those things which are forbidden to him. You see, he mustn't take anything from himself that mukallaf or follower shouldn't act according to his own, according to his mind. And we explain that with the last four or with the last four previous lessons. And if you have a question, I told you I am in the room at 9:30. I was waiting for your questions, and also I'm telling you right now, if you have any question, you can write to me. So it's my pleasure to answer you, brothers and sisters. And refrains from all those things which are forbidden to him. Forbidden, it is not acceptable. Forbidden, it means not allowed. Muharrama, not allowed. Forbidden, غير مسموح بها, to him. And the sign of being just is that one is apparently of good character. So these are not according to his will. Seems to be a good thing according to himself, he has to do it. No, not like that. So that if inquiries are made about him from the people of his locality, or from his neighbors, or from those persons with whom he lives, they would confer his good conduct. So, brothers and sisters, that follower, mukallaf, he shouldn't imitate other people that whom he likes, whom he loved, whom he loves, just like his sons, his daughters, his wife. No, he shouldn't listen for them, or he shouldn't follow them. He should follow the verdict of the jurist, fatwa marja'.